Aaron, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Jane. Very happy to be here.
One of your innovations at the Art Museum has been to install a series of extraordinary automobiles in that very first gallery that visitors enter. The men in my family think that's terrific, and actually I do too, but tell us about the Kaiser Darren Roadster that's there right now.
Well, I am so glad that you like it as well. We hate to think that it's only for half of the population. We started putting cars there because the Art Museum, after all, started as a place where you could find art that was part of everyday life. And we like to think that cars, at their best, are art that is all around you, part of everyday life. This car is not exactly your average car. I have to admit, most of the cars we show are not. They are closer to Rembrandt's and Rubens than they might be to your family Honda. I should point out one thing, which is that the car is no longer right when you walk in. It's now in the fountain room. So that's where you can find the Kaiser Darren now. And the 1954 Kaiser Darren is quite an unusual car for several reasons. One, it was made by the Kaiser Steel Company, which no longer exists. They still exist today as Kaiser Permanente, big healthcare company. And it also was the very first fiberglass body car in the United States and in the world, I believe. 1954, it beat the Corvette by just a few months. But what really matters to me about this car is the way it sits back on its haunches and flows forward from there. It's just one of the most beautifully composed cars that we've had up there, and we've had quite a few. This one is painted in this kind of iridescent green that's called pine tint. It has a very, very long front hood, and then the passenger doors actually slide into it. So you get this unbroken line that then has a brake where you move into the car, and then it has the wheels and their surrounds that have a very high setting so that you really get a sense that it's anchored in the back and is about to leap forward. The top is, of course, a convertible. This is a very California car. And you can either put it all the way down or only part of the way down. And you really have to crouch down and look at this car and look at the fluidity and the energy and aggressiveness of its lines. It's spectacular.
Well, the sculptural qualities are plain. But have people questioned automobiles as art?
I think people have questioned many things as art in the Art Museum. They've questioned photography. And, of course, we're now in the middle of photo focus, which has photography everywhere. For a long time, people didn't believe that was art. People have questioned Rookwood pottery and whether that's art. And, of course, we as the repository Rookwood think that it's very important art. People have, in their time, even questioned Monet as art. That was, after all, just daubs of paint. As one critic famously said, we think that great cars are art.
Well, you've recently announced another innovation, the shooting of a high-powered rifle down the middle of the Schmidlack Gallery, apparently with the museum's great treasures on either side.
It's actually not about the shooting. It's about hunting. And it's about the difference between the energy again, but also the inherent violence of guns and the way that art has depicted that and has made violence and shooting and hunting part of its subject matter. You know, Jane, when I first started talking to the Art Museum about coming here, 6.5 years ago, I suggested as one of the first things that I thought we could do an exhibition about hunting because we have so many paintings that have hunts in them, and we have beautiful rifles as well. I thought it would be a very interesting show. Well, Todd Pavlivsko, who's an artist who's from this area but now lives in New York, suggested that we make an exhibition in which he would select some of our paintings about hunting, as well as some of our hunting guns, ornamental hunting guns, I should add, and place those all in the Vance Waddell Gallery. And then he wanted to add a new piece to that that would talk about the way that art captures what a gun does and bring that forward to today. So what he's going to do is work with a very, very experienced sharpshooter, someone who never misses, and he is going to be standing by a sharpshooting rifle that will be securely mounted in our entrance hall, and he will shoot a bullet straight through our Schmidlap hall, and it will not be near any of the art. It will pass right through the center. The art is on the sides, and it will then land in the great hall in a block of brass that is the same size as our Donald Judge sculpture, which is a beautiful bronze open cube. And that piece is all about perfection. And this piece, which will have been marred by the bullet, which will leave a crown, hence a name, will be about imperfection, or what happens to perfection through art, and maybe how imperfection can be beautiful. The block will be part of the show, as will be the high-speed photography that will be taken of the bullet as it passes all of our art. It's a reference to the photographer Harold Egerton, who took these very famous photographs of bullets going through apples and of the other thing that's called a crown, which is a drop landing in a pool of milk. So it's also about how you capture motion, in this case, very high-speed motion.
Yes, one of the things that I wanted to ask you was if these photographs will go beyond those original Edgerton photos.
Well, in those photographs, the bullets went through something. Here they're going past things. And of course, what they're going past are indeed some of our most iconic pieces. So it will also be the contrast between this bullet, which of course, given current technology, you will see in great detail, but moving close to the speed of light, and behind it, some of our great, elegant, and very static pieces, the pieces that really sit there and invite your contemplation. And suddenly something that you never see is also inviting your contemplation. So it's that contrast that we think will be of special interest.
Crown was not part of the original season announcement. Do you expect to add any other shows?
Well, Jane, actually, the reason that Crown wasn't part of the announcement is that it's not happening this season. We have to make the photographs this season, but it will be happening next May. That's when the exhibition will open. This season, as you well know, is about photography in Cincinnati. It's photo focus time. And so we have focused on photography with the Herb Ritz exhibition, LA style, with beautiful photographs of celebrities, but also just of elegant bodies, beautifully rendered. And you have to see the originals to believe how gorgeous they really are. And we also have this installation that will take place in the monastery church in Mount Adams, which is Doug and Mike Starn's Gravity of Light, which will be lit completely by an arc light. And that's really going to be a spectacular exhibition. But don't forget, we also have Toulouse-Lautrec, taken from our permanent collection, and that opens on October 13th. That's going to highlight the demi-monde, the world of bars and cafes in Paris at the end of the 19th century. We also have the paintings of Marjorie Shealy, a Cincinnati native who lived in Paris and Monaco most of her life. And those are paintings mainly from the 40s and 50s. And we also have the first winner of the Marjorie Shealy Prize, because Mrs. Shealy left us a very nice gift with the request that we have a prize every few years for a current artist. And the first winner is Sarah Vanderlip, artist based in California, who is trained as a sculptor, but here she's doing a series of drawings that are called Drawings for Sculpture of Building. And they're also based on some of the work her father did, who was an architect. And there are these beautiful drawings, silver on mylar, very, very elegant. So we think we have a wide variety of exhibitions. And I should point out that, for instance, next season we'll have Edward Potthast. So that might make some of the people here in Cincinnati especially happy.
Well, there's never a lack of things to talk about relating to the museum. Thanks so much for coming by, Aaron.
Thank you, Jane. Always enjoy it.
We've been talking with Aaron Betsky, director of the Cincinnati Art Museum. For a link to more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Turrell.